Struggling with what? Struggling with what? Hello? No, you can't. Good. It was a lot easier with tech, but I do have all the damage tech ever took from like level, I don't know, probably five. I have most of the damage that Dyvex has ever took too. I think I did once just to see like there were a couple of things where it was like, oh, tech took this amount of damage in a single encounter. Or like cumulatively over the course of his life, he took I don't know how many thousands of damage. Have all the transactions, which are probably a lot more worth it than the. Yeah. Wrestle the reins of power away from someone else? I don't know. I think. I think in the first campaign. There was an instance where it was like, oh, how much money do we have? Or like, we need to keep track of the group amount or something. And then I started keeping track. And then at some point, someone's like, I don't know where we left off with the group fund. And I was like, oh, I have it. And then everyone's like, okay, Mike has it. And then for this campaign, it's just like, we have 60 gold in the group fund. And then everyone just turned at me. And I was like, all right, I'll enter it at the group fund. Exactly. No. How much is a Vorpal sword? Vorpal. As far as we know. That is the description that we're given. What's that? There's there's like a movie where like people accidentally sell something that they then realize later is very valuable and they have to track it down. No. There's one where that's nearly the plot, but it wasn't purposely sold. It's an item that was stolen by someone and then sold, and then the main character has to get it back. It's like this huge Odyssean adventure. There's a lot of themes in it. You guys familiar with Pee-wee's Big Adventure? Okay. Then me describing an adult man that giggles and wears a tuxedo in one of the goofiest movies of like the 80s as Odyssean Adventure to find his bike. No. Yes, and also when Gary gets kidnapped. Yes. He gets kidnapped and force-fed by his captor. It's like a they didn't even use. Yeah, actually exactly like Hansel and Gretel. They all come from SpongeBob, though, that's true. No, but we could also play while talking about SpongeBob. Oh, I could run a one shot. Yes, the cure his suds. He's a sponge. Yeah. Yeah, his grandma's a sea sponge. His cousin looks like him, though. Very yellow. So, also a sponge of questionable origin. You should do that, but you should have it as like the sum total of health. So we get like 30 enemies. That way Lev has to just fucking hack through them like a crowd, and then Dyvex can. So, wait. Wait, what? So you're saying like your turn start, how many actions does it take? It's just it takes three to make three attack actions only, or to make n attack actions? So what? That just sounds like it sounds like a 13-year-old just wanted to make up a really OP ability for their character. Like, no, I just hit everyone in 30 feet. Okay, but your range, like your reach, is in 30 feet. I throw the weapon and it comes back. Oh. Per hit. Per hit. What's the flavor explanation? What is like the description? Like, 'cause it's got to be like. And this is just there, like you said, it doesn't burn like a daily resource or hourly resource. It's just does the implement go to sleep? But you don't. And yeah, so all right. Sure. Omnibox. Oops. These aren't sunglasses. No, they're not, because the brands are very weird if you want the clip-on variety. These are migraine glasses. Well, I have a headache. But the lights in the office and the screens, I hate them. So I'll try to wear these in the office tomorrow and see how weird it gets. I can do that to everyone within 30 feet, so. Oh, okay, I can prompt them to fail a save. Oh, I was excited to use it. I've been prepping, like, mildly powerful, essentially incapacitation effects in the event that we run into someone low level during a heist or something, and I can just remove them. Yeah, that one I don't have to prep because it's a feat, so it was very convenient. I didn't have to, like, do some hallucination or something to 10 people in the middle of this place. So essentially that means that it's not meant to be an info hazard. Like you can't just create a piece of information that makes people tweak out. But can we extend it so that I can pick what other people observe it as if it's reproduced? But okay, if I give you five options, you can pick one of the five. I just want, like, if someone sees it on a camera, instead of garbled speech, it's just like, where'd you get your clothes? The toilet store? It. All right. Fine. I'll just have to say that after then. So it's just like garbled speech, and then where did you get your clothes? The toilet store? Fair enough. I think Henrik, he instigated us attacking. God, that guy has the most forgettable name in the library. The guy we attacked in the library because he had low hit points. Rowan. Terrifying. Continue. Yeah, you got like. A feat. Oh, right, he's got Eyes of God. You have to beat him then. Damn Yeah, no. Jesus. So we kill him. What, the Lighthouse show gets a new host, probably won't be canceled. We're also gonna go into the Lighthouse to fight him. We do know he only has 500 or so hit points. Oh. Yeah. I think we should prep better for this mildly kill hungry. And don't we want someone to watch and suffer the downfall of their own actions later on? Everyone thinks they're talking to him. God. You don't want a zero, I think. Ivex is going to turn really quickly to the wall and go, boo! Fair enough. I don't think the security needs to know the secrets of the universe. We'll just go quietly. Jesus Christ. Yoga. Sure. So we wanted to go to a casino, but we need the implants for that. We could. Let's do standard adventure stuff. Let's go to the room and then see if there's a tavern, and in the bottom of it and then ask the bartender if there's any rumors. Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe we just want to head to a bar in our area then just bother people. Because then Tech can come back here. I imagine the surgeon will hopefully be close. Maybe it'll be near the hotel room. Well, us getting to where he is, though. Yeah, okay. Why didn't he just take us to the fucking. Made us walk for like 4 hours. Oh, right. He should be used to people moving this fast. Not something you ask, it's something someone offers. There's no cops. Yeah. Rough, tumble, seedy, underground. If the entrance is only in a side alley, that's preferred. Oof. Kicking our ass today, huh? Good luck to them. They're about to hear about the fucking universal forces knocking on the window of reality for them. I don't have any. I'm all out. I ate the whole thing. All the good is gone. Very upset. I know.
Absolutely.
Were we limited to two or? Oh, well. Let's see. I only have a beast. 52. And none of us have our threads, right? First off, I don't know if that would work. Would that work with us? I mean, we have divine energy that is currently crafting our threaded soul thing. If we were to inject other people's memories, it would deform it. So we would change as people. I think it's even worse. You have to imagine the people that sacrifice themselves to take part in the All Thane experiment are probably some of the most loyal to the Sundom. If we wake them up, they're going to see us as enemies because we stopped the experiment. We stopped Sundom's progress in the war. Oh. Crystal Point Lattice. Why don't we ask Sidisium? I mean, if we're looking for entrance into some union of spheres, we should ask him, hey, we have millions of people with pent up memories from the Sundom. Do we give them back, or would you prefer to join the union of Sidisium with the current cycle? year. So, I wasn't poor or dead, and I had a very normal, standard upbringing, until I was forced to leave my country. So the upbringing part, I was framed for stealing things. Am. You know who you sound like? You sound like someone that we killed several months ago. This was a man who removed negative memories from people's heads and claimed he was doing good. You weren't there. He was actively brainwashing his population by removing the negative memories and claiming his sedated population was much happier with him in power. And many of us argued that is it not the negative experiences that make people who they are? You're missing the point. You're missing the point. Regardless of the result, the artificialness of the happiness. It's not supposed to be good. You're missing the point. It's not supposed to be good. It's supposed to be real. As far as I'm concerned, it is both fate and deliberation that this cycle is the one that breaks us out. And I think the people that participated in this cycle have a right to keep their memories, and only these memories. Oh, the artificially propped up city by the refining of beast blood. Yeah, it collapsed because it was no longer being powered by a process that is actively strengthening the thing we're trying to kill. So, yeah, but that's we trust that guy. George killed off Desmond because you could see the wave of Grimm coming. He's like, I have to support him, and this character won't. A better way to phrase it. What's it called? What's it called, Josh? What if Josh just broke out like an insane accent to pronounce the word? Like he just does a full 180 from not wanting to say it to just horrifically offensive. That's true. Yeah, no, we weren't thinking about it. No. Okay. So what, it has to do some fucking traveling salesman problem? Or risk moving faster than the speed of light? Super convenient. No. It's like different handwriting. Like he wrote it with his left hand and be like, oh, it was Knox. Knox wrote it. It's just super messy. All right. Guys, we have to go in that building. This has got to be studied. Like, aren't you like very anti-Oresk? Like, was it, like we just went at like the king of the secret state, and you're like, I have this memento from him. He was so touching in his mission. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we'll set up booths and people can view their previous memories and decide if they want them. We have deposited in the oceans of Alphane the cure to receive all of your memories. Drink 1 gallon of seawater in order to become part of the sun. What checked? I see you cut out, but I read your lips and I was like, they didn't ask for a stealth check. Damn, this is definitely a George reseed. He gets a crit, and no one gets above a 5. I want the crits. And a 30. We're the ones creating the rumors from what I can gather about the stealth check. Can you imagine if you were like eating McDonald's and you heard someone from like the thing over like, yeah, and then we just killed the head of the CIA on a different planet, and do we release the, like, schizophrenic people are at the table next to you talking about releasing memories of the Sundom back into the population. He's walking down the street. And someone's like, "Joe? Joe Schmo?" Really? No. The like the yeah, the cow thing? No. No. The cow guy seemed to have, I don't know, based on what we heard, he's yeah. True. I don't know. That cow guy seemed power hungry. He ascended. He became a higher kind at the end. It seems like he had a large attachment to power and worldly possessions. So, the old man. The bar shakes with their power as they walk in. Just a bunch of fucking morons. Hey, let's get a drink. We grabbed a table, yeah. You gotta let me roll against him one of these times. Oh. We almost had him. Josh, about how far is the furthest wall from Dyvex? Okay, so if I had something that worked in a 30-foot emanation, I could get most of the bar. Visualize the bar. This is Morse code. And then I imagine that is Dyvex's Q. This time, he's not going to do it in common. Dyvex is going to speak. Jotun is giant? What does it sound like? Is it like, oh, yeah. Oh. How about under common? Is that like. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to be scary enough. How about Orcish? Is Orcish a scary language? Perfect. Perfect. So Dyvex will turn to everyone in the bar that is not his compatriots and say, "You know, we're terribly sorry. Next time we're thinking of, you know, saying some sort of copyrighted word, we're instead going to say, yeah." And Dyvex is going to say, this is translated to common, he's going to say, "The winds of change are blowing harder than your sails can muster." And use this oh, I attempt an occultism check and compare it to the will DC of everyone. Every enemy. So I rolled a 48. Disturbing knowledge. You utter a litany of dreadful names, prophecies, and descriptions of realms beyond mortal comprehension, draw from your study for blah, blah, blah. Even those who don't understand your language are unsettled by these dire secrets. Attempt an occultism check, blah, blah, blah. Oh, these specific creatures are immune for 24 hours. So if any of those knuckle draggers from earlier at the con are here, they're immune, but I don't imagine they're at this bar. So yeah, crit success is they become confused for one round and frightened one. We'll double check with the broker's surgeon. Yeah. Well, 'cause he has it set up that way that he's protected. Yeah. Yes. Shame. No. Did you use a What are the consequences if we get critical if we critically fail on your blinds? I will re-roll. So I'm gonna get Wait, I think fun for emotion? I don't think so. Actually, oh, I don't know if I should have taken something I took then. That's fine. We'll respec it. I think I have something that. Where is it? It's like comforting presence. Never mind. Nice. So, wait. So Dybex is like, what the fuck? Like, he's so focused on trying to scare these other people. He's just like, like, just glances over. For some reason, I thought it was someone was rolling with the Uber Super Ultra Advantage. I was like, what the fuck is this person doing? Did mine? No, it didn't. Oh, that's right, I got one. Yeah, that's fine. Let's do. I haven't cast this. Let's see how dexterous these people are. Let's see if I can get it in here. I'm going to cast Chain Lightning. Well. I'm trying to do that before fucking Lev does. Gonna be hopping around the fucking bar. I don't have Chain Lightning in my spell book. I don't want to create a spell. I want a spell browser. Chain Lightning rank 6. It's there we are. We did it, folks. Right, let's go with the hijacked patron that's near us. We'll start with him. Or them. Okay. I don't like that. Can you re-roll? Oh, okay. No. Do I have anything that does anything? No. That's okay. So that's chain lightning that is gone. Let's cast Bless. Have fun. Bell effect. Oh, I see. I don't know if Dawn just has too many status effects, but it does not seem like he has the effect. Oh. Oh, I see. Okay. 5 feet. Yeah. Yeah, this fucking asshole is like, boop, boop, boop. They have ordered the rebreathers. Oh, no. Oh, this. And also, am I still frightened? I wouldn't do that. I just wouldn't do that. Okay. No. Okay. No. I guess I don't take any then, right? I already did it. Trying to kill me, guys. Oh, sorry, was this an arcane spell? Oh, okay. That's for attacking. I think I have I don't know. I guess I have 5 resistance to this.
But we see him casting it.
Okay. I'd like to use a reaction, recognize spell. If you are trained in the appropriate skill for the spell's tradition, I. Oh, if you're trained and it's a common blah blah blah, second level or lower, you automatically identify it. The highest level of spell you automatically identify increases to 4 if you're an expert, 6 if you're an expert, 10 if you're legendary. I'm legendary in Arcana. Yeah, unified theory. Whenever you use a skill action or skill feat that requires blah 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 blah. I think this is for checks for me. Oh. Oh. automatically recognize, yeah. Oh, okay. Guys, he's casting. Fair enough. Well, but don't we just want to leave? Well, I think maybe we just walk out. I don't know. Like, what the spirit sonic bludgeoning. We were trying to tell him this. So, are we leaving? Are we slaughtering? We can also, yeah. We also don't want them outside. Okay. Then we will kill them mercilessly. Why does my scroll wheel just not want to work sometimes? I can't, but some people can. Let's go with hijacked patron Wait, what's the range of this? 30 feet. Ooh, all right. Yeah, the most health is... That sucks. Controlled Patron 2? Is he within... Guy's 2, right? He's over... He's... Yeah, he'll... Yeah, we'll make him make a basic fort save. Ooh, but he's behind a wall of forest that... I don't know if I'd be interested. So this might kill him. Because so that you can hit the double button. Unfortunate. Only some of us. Oh, I still have like many more actions left. Implosion. We'll say I flourished the implosion, and then where is this thing? I want to left click. I left clicked it. It claims 25 feet now. Sure. Oh, sustain this spell increase by 10. Yeah. So I moved there, and then I upped the bless. Yeah, is that hitting everyone properly? Yeah, everyone's blessed. That's the turn. Same. Yeah, but it says Noah. Rip. Okay. You hit him in a pressure point. He gets paralyzed and just falls to the ground temporarily. And does the spell go through? Okay. I was holding my roll. Oh, I thought you said after he has 5 hit points left. I don't really want to kill this guy. I know, but so this guy hijacked patron. They're compelled. What would Dyvex have to do to know if the compelled condition was magical? Well, he hates those, so. Yeah, that sounds better. Oh, this already has all my things. I was about to be like, damn, modifier, modifier. But an Arcana check. All right, we're gonna burn a hero point on this fucking Arcana check. No, it's fine. Whatever. Add 2. 46. Cool. Dyvex is going to cast Dispel Magic at 8th level. On him. On the magical effect that is compelling him, if he can be specific. The 20. Okay, sure. 45. Yeah. Yes, I would like to sustain implosion on controlled patron 3. Yeah. That's the point of every turn I can sustain it, just do I can't do it twice to the same creature though. So you want me to resend it? I don't know. Failure. Henrik already has the bonus. I'll step. I might watch the show, honestly. I do not. But he's not. Just crit so much on these enemies that we're finally finding the ones that are not immune to immobilize. Probably because it probably missed because you didn't tell us what strike you were doing. Present from your sugar mommy. That is unfortunate. Dybex will take the rod and say, how are you supposed to use it again? You gotta be artsy? Arcana-y? Dybex will take the rod and then swish and flick, and then with the other hand cast Disintegrate at the Wall of Force. You're right. It is just on the wrist. Let's leave. Where is he? What? Oh yeah, he looked like, and then I forgot what the guy's name was, but like captive, unholstered patron. Ivex will smirk and say, "Oh, I feel like if the money's right." And our apologies. Copyright law is not quite as mature on all things. Sure. Okay. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I thought we were going to be meeting some Uber doc here, and we are, but. I thought there were. Sounds familiar. Oh, sorry. There's no wall in this setting. It's wait, there's a desert between them. That's so much funnier. That explains why you're not like, it's rare, it's uncommon, you have to go find this. I'm like, I got this now, and you're like, all right, fucking easy, easy. Just as I was about to play a face. Depends how you build them, eh? Yeah.